think we will. When you look at the one that you looked at, did not include December revenues. December revenues are usually pretty good. We've got a couple of transfers that are coming in there. I'm pretty sure we're going to be better than what we were last year.
I don't think December revenues come in as good as the treasurer's here. She may know more. I don't think they came in as good as we were hoping.
And they may not. So that's why I say there's no guarantees to it. I'm still hopeful and thinking that we will be a little better than what we were last year.
Me too.
Does anybody else have a question? Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 452720 through 452796, warrant 7106 through 7110, and two transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for November 26th. Regular session minutes, November 29th. Regular session minutes. December 10th.
December 10th?
December 3rd.
December 3rd.
Then you have November 27th also.
November 27th.
Do you have a December 5th and 7th?
Regular session minutes. And
I don't think we have the 5th yet, do we?
We have the 5th and the 7th.
Wow.
Maybe it's in.
It's just a real short.
There's December 5th.
Like a one page.
Yep. And December 7th. And executive session minutes for the 26th and November 27th. And December 5th.
On the 26th, this is the new copy. There was, do we want the first page of the agreement?
I talked to Mike and he was asking me to, I told him we were getting so many pages. Do you want the full contracts? Do you just want one page so that we're trying to look for it, we can identify it? So we're trying to give you one page or a portion of the page so you can see the title of the contract. If that's... Unless you want me to change that.
No, that's fine. There's no portion of the page for the Great River Engineering one.
Okay.
So do we want that on that one?
No portion for which one?
HDR.
It should be there because it's a little different.
Right.
The wording.
Just the motion there. Is there, but I can put a little clip if you'd like.
So I'm going to write in here, add portion of the front page of...
HDR.
Yes.
No, she put HDR in.
I'm
sorry. Okay. The Great River one is underneath HDR's, and the Great River doesn't have one underneath it.
Got it.
So we need to move this up and then add HDR's.
Okay. Motion on Great River, then the front page of it, then the motion on HDR, and then the front page of it.
Would you like me to have a folder with labels on it, so it'll be easier for you when we come to do the minutes. I can print off a folder of everything that you're going to print in the final and pages so you know which date you're looking at.
There's normally not this many. We should be doing them each week, but
because yeah, we're trying to catch up because we're changing people up.
Yeah.
So I moved this up, and I put a note underneath HCR, add portion of HCR contract.
I'd like to approve all the others and do that one with them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'll approve with corrections. And everything else that you were fine with? Move to approve regular session minutes November 26th with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for November 27th, 29th, December 3rd, December 5th, and December 7th.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for November 26th, 27th, and December 5th?
Yeah.
And December 5th?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That one with that note you might just discard or. No, I mean, that whole set because they reprinted this set.
Okay.
Give me a little space. Let me see the keys right here. Just real quick. Give me right in.
Yeah, right up above. Yep. I did the corrections and then thank you. Penalties and interest.
Good morning. This is Mona from the collector's office. I believe you had a request for penalties and interest refund on an account by Steve Davis Properties, LLC. He had a deed recorded June of 17, and we had an incorrect address on that. So when the bills were sent out, it went to a transposed number, and that address does not exist. We had no evidence of the bill being returned. In the spring, we sent out the delinquents, no evidence again of it being returned. In May of 18, a condo letter was returned to the assessor's office that had the address correction on it, and the address was corrected, but our office was not aware of this address change, so it wasn't until the 18 bills went out that the customer was notified of a delinquent tax bill. He did go ahead and pay it within the 15 days, and at this time he is requesting his penalties and interest be refunded. Based on our error of having it sent to a wrong address, I do recommend penalties and interest on the 2017 bill be refunded. We do hopefully have a resolution, and I discussed it with the programmer that whenever the assessors are able to change an address, that if there is a delinquent tax bill out there, it'll pop up a notification of that, and they can bring that address to our office, and we can at least get the bill sent out at that time. May not be on time, but at least it would have saved us about 6 months penalties and interest this time. But I talked to them this morning, and they believe they can do that for us at least.
I'm curious, when the 18 bill went out, then you got the corrected address. I understand all the other, but he didn't get the 18 bill.
He did get the 18 bill, and he did pay it, or he tried to, and we returned his payment because the 17s hadn't been paid. So once he received that notice, he paid 17 and 18.
So your 18 bill had the correct address?
Okay. Yes, because of the May condo letter, May of 18, the correct address was received.
We might note the parcel number that's on just for the...
Okay, it's 17735318003.
Making a motion that we approve for statute 52240 the refund of penalties and interest on the noted parcel.
Second.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Field dirt agreement. I have a field dirt agreement, unlimited document that you've signed, Mr. Huff, between you and Jared Cole.
Yes. It's at his new address.
I said we already have one with him in the house.
We did, and he came in and canceled it because he sold the house, and that one there is for the new location.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement binding between Tania County and Jared Cole.
Second.
We have second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agreement for Septic System Services, number 18-130.
You guys have any questions on
it? No.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and Borman Septic, LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
On that letter from Travis threw me off.
I caught that, but she had to change the other forest, but she didn't think she should change his letter. So that
yeah.
Agreement for plat cabinet. Number 18-129. We have a letter dated December 6, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement and approves it to form.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and P.F. Pettibone & Company of Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Loggers, rule of eight. Come on up.
That's me. Do you want me to?
Yeah, come on up. Yep.
Let me distribute some
sure,
stuff.
Sure, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Can you just state your name for the record?
Sure. My name is Jeff Pabst. I'm the Education and Outreach Coordinator at Loggers. So I will keep this as short and sweet as you would like to keep it. But I can basically, we're going to talk about generally the cost of moving from normal retirement ages, which you currently have, to the rule of 80, what that means for you and the costs related. But also I'll kind of give you a rundown of the process you have to go through to get that done. So first things first, I'd like to, the second page that you received, it looked like this. That's just for informational purposes. That's going to show you all of the employers in the Southwest region that have the rule of 80. Just to kind of give you some comparison, that would be good information for you to have. But the one we're primarily going to focus on today is the one that has a whole bunch of numbers on it. It's this one right here. So first of all, let's talk about what the rule of 80 is and what it would do for the employees.